All right, so we're talking about forgiveness. Activate forgiveness tonight is the title. So what is forgiveness? You hear about it. I know that for a long time, like, you know, I used to hear forgiveness and say, yeah, I forgive somebody. And I had no idea what it meant. No idea, like, what it was to actually forgive or to be hurt and forgive. So let me give you a definition. By definition, according to Webster, forgiveness is to, one, excuse for a fault or an offense, to pardon. So if somebody does something wrong, you say, no big deal, no problem. Two, to renounce anger or resentment against. So that means that you say, I'm not going to be angry over what just happened to me. I'm going to let it go. Or number three, absolve from payment. So say, Austin owes me $1,000. I say, it's cool. You keep your money. You don't owe me a thing. That's forgiveness of a debt. Basically, forgiveness, in layman's terms or like in a term that I would understand, is not holding a mistake over somebody's head. You're letting it go. You're not stewing over it. You're not wishing bad things on that person. You are just letting it go. You're trusting God to take care of you and to take care of that person, even when you don't know the outcome. So why do we need forgiveness? Some of you in this room may be like, I don't need forgiveness for anything. I'm a good kid. I don't do anything wrong. I do well in school. I play all the sports in the world, and I'm awesome. Well, you do need forgiveness. Everybody messes up from time to time. There are people in this room that may be in a place where you're like, I do so many bad things. Not one person in the world could forgive me for everything that I've done. And you're so aware of your need for forgiveness. But honestly, we all mess up. We all fall short. We all have times when either when somebody asks us a question, we make a snide remark to them, or whether we purposely hurt somebody else, we need forgiveness. Nobody's perfect. The only person that was perfect was Jesus. So let me walk you through the human story. So Adam and Eve, had it awesome, right? They were in the Garden of Eden. They had everything they would ever want. They had each other. It was just beautiful. And God said one thing, do not eat from this tree. That's all. Now frolic about and have fun. So what happened was, what did they do? Who knows? What did they do? And did they eat it? They ate from the one tree that God told them not to eat from. So there, sin enters the world, our world. And so we think, okay, so this is bad news for humanity. Obviously, it's bad news for humanity. But because of our sin, that put a necessary distance between us and God. Because God is just and God is perfect, and he can't be around imperfection. So what does God do but send his one and only son, a true perfect human, but also perfectly God, to die on the cross so that we could be restored, so that we could gain his forgiveness? Do you guys kind of see what a big deal this is? Before Jesus came, there was a ton of stuff that people had to do to be forgiven. They had to make sacrifices and go to the temple and do all these crazy, crazy things just so that they could feel the forgiveness of God, to be in relationship with God. Sometimes I feel like we don't grasp what amazingness we have through the forgiveness of God. We're forgiven, so we can go to God at any point. All we have to do is just go. We have to accept that forgiveness and go to him. God essentially freed us from the responsibility that we needed to carry around the guilt and the shame and the frustration of all that forgiveness. But he also forgave us so that we would forgive other people, so that we could do that to everybody, not just so that we could feel good about ourselves, but so that his kingdom would grow. We need forgiveness so that we can be back in our relationship with God, and so we can know him. Hold on, I got to take a drink. Anybody want to hum a tune? No? Nice. Thank you. So, obviously, that's why we need to forgive. We need to give that forgiveness. Or we need forgiveness, sorry. We need that forgiveness because we have sinned. We've all messed up. We've all done things that we shouldn't have done, and we know that we shouldn't have done them. So why do we need to give forgiveness? What's the big deal? So if God forgave me, I'm set. Why do I need to forgive Joe so-and-so for doing whatever it is he did? How many of you know the Lord's Prayer? Hands raised. Oh, I love it. Okay, the Lord's Prayer is just a really churchy kind of way to describe this paragraph in the Bible. It's just a section in the Bible where the disciples, they're trying to figure out how to follow Jesus. They're trying to figure out what to do and what not to do and how to act and how not to act. Because when Jesus came, it was totally countercultural. He did everything that, like, threw everybody who was religious completely off. So they say to him, Jesus, how are we supposed to pray? How do you pray? How many of us have asked that question? You don't have to raise your hand, but, you know, like, you sit down and you're like, how do I do this? Where do I start? What do I do first? And how? I don't even know. So Jesus tells them in Luke 2, that's where I'm going to start. He said, this is how you should pray. Pretty self-explanatory. Father, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. So you give honor to God first. Give us each day the food we need. Okay, pray for our needs, like what we need every day. And then forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation. And on he goes to teach us how to pray. Now, do you think if it wasn't important, Jesus probably would have left it out of this prayer? Jesus teaches us that we are to ask for forgiveness, and then we are to forgive. And so as we forgive people, that's how God will forgive us. We not only need that forgiveness, like at the time of our salvation. So if you've never made the decision to follow Jesus, you come to that point when you say, I really need forgiveness. I really need God to take away some of this guilt. I know that I've done wrong, and I want to be back in relationship to him. So you make that choice. I want to follow Jesus. I want to move along the path with him. So you get that forgiveness immediately. But Jesus is also making a case here that we need to do it on a continual basis. When we sit down to pray, we still mess up. Even if you do follow Christ, you still mess up. And so you sit down and you say, God, forgive me. I said to Mickey, forgive me for the thing that I said to her when I should have been nice, when I should have had a loving attitude. And God will direct you on how to repair that relationship, maybe. But this is why he's teaching us that forgiveness is so important. We have to forgive, and then he will forgive us. It needs to be a conversation that lasts our entire walk with God, our entire relationship with God. It doesn't just start and stop. We're continually called to ask for forgiveness so that he will forgive us. And we aren't perfect. We need to recognize that God will redeem our mistakes and forgive us. Forgiveness also frees us from a really painful past and mistakes we've made. It takes barriers from your heart, and it allows you to have the future in God that you want. Has anybody ever heard the term, hurting people hurt people? Yes. I found this to be so, so true in my own life and in everybody's life, really. So what happens if you're harboring unforgiveness? So say I'm Sally Joe, and I'm just going along in life. Somebody does something to me. So instead of saying, okay, that really hurt, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to give it to God and let him just handle it. I say, that was wrong. They wronged me. They need to pay for what they did. I don't deserve that. Nobody should be treating me like that. So then Sally Jo gets into this place where she is harboring this bitterness, and it starts to fester in her. And so every time somebody mentions that person, she's like, ugh, ugh. And so then what happens to Sally Jo? But the only thing that makes her feel better from that unforgiveness that's in her heart, she starts to gossip maybe or slander about that person, because that'll make her feel better, and that'll get the other person back. Don't raise your hands, but I know people like this. I've been this person, so I know very well what it's like to be that person. When you harbor that unforgiveness, it just weighs you down like a weight. Instead of thinking about things you could be doing for God or things that you could do to better your own life, all you're thinking about is that person and that thing, and someone owes me for something, whatever it is that they did to you. And that forgiveness just keeps you where you don't want to be. I also wanted to, this is kind of just a little bit of fun trivia, not really trivia, but just interesting, like, physical factors of why forgiveness is something that you should do. People who forgive have better mental health, right? They have less anger, less anxiety, less depression. They have better immune functioning and lower blood pressure. They feel better physically, and they're able to maintain satisfying and long-lasting relationships. So maybe, just maybe, God in his infinite wisdom says to you, you need to forgive others as I have forgiven you, as a command, yes, but also knowing that if you don't, it'll eat you alive. It'll just weigh you down. It'll affect you physically. It'll affect you mentally. It'll affect you socially. Just the whole package. Like, I really, really believe that God just knows so much. And sometimes we don't even understand why he's telling us to do something. But when we do, we start to see why. Oh, yeah, if I let this go, I'm a better person. If I let this go, I can be more effective. I can love people more honestly. When we withhold forgiveness from someone, we're not only hurting the other person, we're hurting ourselves and our relationship with God. It just throws up those barriers between all of those relationships. And nobody wants that. You don't want to live a life with barriers between you and everybody. And that's what unforgiveness does. So the first thing we need to do to activate forgiveness is forgive others. I know that sometimes this can be a sensitive topic because people have been hurt a lot in life. I know that. It's a broken world we live in, and so a lot of times choices that other people have made will affect you. A lot of times the choices that you make will affect other people. But unforgiveness is just not an option. God commands us to do it. There aren't exceptions. There's no reasoning with God about it. There's no reason to pray about whether you should forgive somebody. You just should, because God commands it. Let me read you a story. It's found in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. And it'll kind of illustrate what I'm talking about. It says, "Then Peter came to him and asked, 'Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? Jesus says, 'Not 7 times. 70 times 7. So, wait, pause in the story. Does that mean you've forgiven somebody 490 times that, like, you're off the hook and you can just stop forgiving people for the rest of your life? No. Jesus was making a point. Not 7 times, but 70 times 7. Like, 7 times infinity. You're never going to stop forgiving people because people are flawed and we are flawed and we need forgiveness as much as we give forgiveness. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with servants who had borrowed money from him. In the process, one of his debtors was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. He couldn't pay, so his master ordered that he be sold along with his wife, his children, and everything he owned to pay the debt. But the man fell down before the master and begged him, 'Please be patient with me. Please be patient with me. I will pay it all.' Then the master, was filled with pity for him, and he released him and forgave his debt. But when the man left the king, he went to his fellow servant, who owed him just a few thousand dollars." Sorry, I lost my place. The beggar begged with him and said, "Please be patient with me, and I will pay it. I will pay it." But the creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put into prison until the debt could be paid in full. When some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. Then the king called on the man he had forgiven and said, "You evil servant, I forgave that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I have mercy on you?" Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. "That's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart." And that's what God has done for us. He's forgave this enormous debt, and he's asking us to forgive small things that broken people like us will do as a mistake, or maybe on purpose, but it doesn't matter. God is asking us to forgive others so that he can mend his kingdom, so that we can function as one. You might be praying about something for a very long time, and God doesn't seem to be saying yes to your prayer, or maybe you feel like he's aloof. You know what aloof means? Aloof means he's far away. Like, you pray and you're like, "God, where are you? What's going on?" And a lot of times, you know, when that happens to me, I examine my heart. Say, "God, is there something like unforgiveness? Is there like bitterness in me toward somebody or something for some silly thing at some point, or maybe a serious thing that I just haven't dealt with?" And I deal with it. In Colossians 3:13, it says, "Bear with each other and forgive any grievances you may have against one another." It doesn't say some grievances or only the ones you feel like. That's not what it says. It says any. In Matthew 6:14 through 15, it says, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Forgiveness is a necessity. We're imperfect people who make mistakes. And I know, for one, when I make a mistake, I'm the first one to say, "Oh, God, I hope that they forgive me. I hope that they forgive me." And you just hope and pray that God has shown them and walked walked them through that struggle of should I forgive, should I not forgive, and had them coming out on the other side, because you want that forgiveness when you mess up. And so you need to give that forgiveness. I do want to let you know, there are a couple things that forgiveness is not. And sometimes we hear different things tied to forgiveness. So I just want to clear that up real quick. Who's ever heard the term, you forgive and you forget it? Forgive and forget? Anybody? Yeah? Forgiveness is not forgetting. I wish that I had a magic wand that every time something bad happened, you could go, ding, and you would not remember a thing. But that's just not how. Hello? Oh, sorry. it keeps cutting out on me. I don't know what's happening. You can forgive somebody. You can make the choice to forgive somebody. So say somebody does something bad to me. Say somebody steals my wallet. I can forgive them, but I'm never going to forget that that happened. I'm never going to forgive. I mean, I'm going to forgive, but I'm never going to forget that. That's going to be burned into my brain. And from then on, I'm going to learn, okay, keep your wallet in your pocket. Don't leave it laying around because somebody might take it. Doesn't mean that I haven't forgiven the person that took it. It just means that I'm not going to be silly about it. Forgiveness is not trusting. Do I have to switch? Don't tie me down. Can I have my lovely... Whoa. Can I have my lovely assistant come forward, please? Can everybody clap for my Vanna White? Oh, I love it. I love it. So this is my friend Brian. He's fantastic. So the point we're making here is that... I don't know if this thing will stretch as far as I need it to go. Okay. So the point we're making here is that forgiving is not trusting, right? Okay, so you can forgive somebody, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to trust them right away. Okay, so let me just watch. Okay, so Brian, do you trust me? Okay, let's close your eyes. And now walk forward. And don't look. Okay, Brian, go back. Okay, Brian, do you trust me? Okay, I want you to close your eyes and do the same thing. Come on. Why? Don't you forgive me? So, but why won't you? Well, come on. Come on. Okay, okay. Beautiful job. Beautiful, beautiful. Everybody give me a round of applause. Woo-hoo! He's so wonderful. Okay, so a lot of times people make this mistake. They go through a really bad situation and they need to forgive somebody and they say, I cannot forgive them until I trust them. And that's just not true. You can make the choice to forgive somebody. You can make the choice to let something go and determine in your heart to work toward trust, but you don't have to trust somebody for forgiveness to be shown. Does that make sense? You can say, okay, they did it. I forgive them. I'm letting it go. I'm giving it to God. But when a bad situation happens, a lot of times it takes time for them to show you that they're trustworthy again, or for you to show them that you're trustworthy again. Those two things aren't always going to line right up. So forgiveness is not forgetting. It's not trusting. And this is the hardest one of all, I think. Forgiveness doesn't always wait for an apology. There's a lot of times in life where you may have to forgive somebody and they don't even know that you're forgiven them. They don't even know that you've done it. Because either you did something to somebody a long time ago and you're not in contact with them and you have to, or they did something to you and you have to forgive what they did without ever coming to any kind of reconciliation. You just have to determine in your heart, okay, God, I forgive you. Or nope. Not that way. Okay, God, I forgive that person no matter what the outcome, whether their life is good or whether their life is bad. I know a lot of times when you're struggling with forgiveness, you're like, that's not fair. They have a good life and they did this to me and that shouldn't be the way it is. Well, sometimes it's the way it is. And you have to say to God, okay, I'll forgive them. Even if they have the best life I've ever seen, I'll still forgive them. Even if they have the worst life I've ever seen, I'll still forgive them. And I'll move on from that. And I think that one's the hardest one. Because you really have to find it in yourself, the strength to let it go. And sometimes that kind of forgiveness is a daily prayer. A daily prayer when you wake up, God, I forgive them today. God, I'm choosing to forgive them today. God, I'm choosing to not think bad thoughts about them. God, I'm choosing to not sit on this anymore and let it fester and become bitterness in my own heart. I am choosing to live above this. And sometimes that's just how it has to be until one day it'll become natural. That forgiveness will be there and you'll feel that. But it had been you making the choice all along. Okay, so you have to forgive others. This one is the one that I struggled with more than anything. You have to forgive yourself. I know sometimes maybe you've heard of this, maybe you have not. Maybe you've struggled with it, maybe you have not. This is something that I struggled with deeply, deeply. When I grew up in a really small town. It was like a one traffic light kind of town. My family was like 75% of the people. I am not even kidding you. Yeah. And it was the kind of town where everybody's like, nobody ever leaves that place. It's like a black hole. You go to school there and then you just get sucked in and you stay there for the rest of your life. Well, anyway, so out of a series of miraculous happenings, I ended up in Bible college. Woohoo! And I can remember after I graduated, I was so pumped. I was going back. We were having a graduation party for my sister. I had graduated from college the same time as I did. And I was like so proud. I was like, man, like, look at how far I've come. Like, this is awesome. I can't wait to celebrate with my family and friends. And so we're in the car and we're driving through town. And I broke down. Like, I started to weep. And my sister was like, what are you doing? And I'm sobbing. And all I could think about is all the mistakes that I had made and all the people that I had hurt and every person that that place represented to me that I could never make it right with. And it was like, what happened? Like, how could I have been that person? I'm this person now and I know God has changed me, but how could I have done that to those people? And like, it took me some time to really sit down with God and say, how can I forgive myself for these terrible things that I've done? And I can remember having a conversation with my sister prior to going there. She had ran into one of the girls that I went to school with. And she was like, yeah, what's Tara up to? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, yeah, she graduated from Bible college. She's going to be a pastor. And the girl went, no, for real. Like, what's she doing? No, she's going to be a Bible. Like, she went to Bible school. She's going to be a pastor. Wait, are you talking about the same Tara? What? She's like, no, she's going to be a pastor. She goes, I don't believe it. She goes, I'll believe that when I see it, and just walked away. And like, that kind of thing, like, weighed on me. It was like, God, like, why did I do all these things? But I had to learn how to forgive me, right? I'm a human. I had to learn how to take off, you know, the weight of that sin and just forgive myself. It is what it is, and God forgave me. And so I have to make the choice, even though I'll probably never see most of those girls again that I hurt, I have to make the choice to know that God's got it covered, that I can ask for forgiveness and that I'm okay and I can move on from here. Because if I let that sit in my heart, I'm just going to be a sobbing mess every time you guys see me. Like, I can't talk to teenagers because I was a bad person once. That's who God uses. He uses the most unlikely, the most faulted, the most frail. That's who he uses. And the third is we need to accept God's forgiveness. You're forgiven. You don't deserve it. I didn't deserve it. You didn't earn it. I didn't earn it. And you can't buy it. I couldn't buy it. It was given to you free when you asked for it. All we have to do is accept it. One of the best parts about following Jesus is a blank slate. I have never felt so amazing as when I decided to follow Jesus. I just felt so good. It was like a fresh start. It was like I was in this spiral and I didn't know where I was going and I was out of control and I got a fresh start. Lamentations 3:22 says, and 23, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every day. That means God is, he's given you a new day every day. So you mess up yesterday. Forgive yourself and move on. Accept his forgiveness and start over. You get a fresh start today. You get a fresh start every time you want it. All you have to do is say, okay, God, forgive me for what I did and accept his forgiveness. And that's the hardest part, just accepting it and letting it go. If we fully accept God's forgiveness and you know the kind of things that God has forgiven you for, then what other choice do we have but to forgive everybody else around us? It's just like that passage we read in Matthew. God has forgiven us for millions of dollars worth, and yet we're not willing to forgive somebody for thousands of dollars worth, right? If we could attach a worth to it, that's what God has called us to do, to be forgiving. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. That's 1 John 1:9. That's the most amazing phrase, and that's the phrase I hung on to for so long. He's faithful and just, which means he's always going to forgive you, and he's always going to do it in a fair way. He's just. He's a just God. And he's told you to come to him, and he'll give you that forgiveness. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is confess your sins to him and ask, and that's what he'll do for you. So in other words, it's taken care of, right? Someone hurt you, God will handle it. Someone betrayed you, God will handle it. You can't forgive yourself for what you did, God forgives you. His forgiveness is final and ultimate, and he'll handle it. So let it go. When you decide to forgive yourself and everyone who's hurt you, you also decide to move forward in the future that God has for you. Guys, if there's something I could, you know what would be my favorite thing, my favorite job ever? If I could be up here every Wednesday night beating into your heads the fact that God has something for you. God has something for you. When I tell you that God picked me up out of the depths, I'm not kidding. Like, to think that God has something for me is like astounding. God has something for you. And the best thing you can do is forgive people, move on, accept God's forgiveness, and go with it. Because it's going to be awesome. The only regrets that I have in life are the times that I wasn't following hard after Jesus. Those are the only regrets I have. So, for tonight's kind of action points, these are really practical steps. I want to pray with you guys. I want to pray with you if you're struggling with forgiving somebody, if you want God's forgiveness. I just want to pray over you. So can you guys just bow your heads? Let's just pray for a second. Father God, I just thank you so much for each and every person in here, God. I thank you, God, that they've come here, Lord, to hear this, Lord. And I know that you're working in their hearts, God. I just pray, Jesus, that you would have your way in them, Lord. And I pray that if they've got someone to forgive, that you would help them to do that, God. If they have to forgive themselves, I pray that you would help them to do that. And more importantly, I pray that they would accept your forgiveness, God. I pray that if they want you and more of you and to feel the blank slate that comes with following you, God, I pray that they would do that. Jesus, you are so worthy, God. I just can't even begin to describe how worthy you are and how wonderful you are and how amazing it is, God, that you provide a way for us to be with you in relationship, even though we make mistakes. I pray that you would help us to forgive, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you guys, if anybody's sitting here and you want to make like a decision to follow Jesus and you've never done that and you're kind of intimidated, you can come up here and chat with me or chat with Pastor Jeremiah, whatever you feel more comfortable with. And we'll give you a book, Learning to Follow Jesus, that kind of walks you through that. But you don't have to be ashamed or scared or whatever. You can just come up afterwards and we'll kind of chat with you. The other thing that I wanted to tell you guys too, it's a really practical thing. So, okay, say that there's a person you haven't forgiven. Maybe it's yourself, maybe it's somebody. What I want you to do when you get home in the privacy of your own room is write a letter to that person, just that one person. I want you to write in detail what they did to you, why it hurt you, how it is that you're feeling the way that you're feeling. And then at the very end of the letter, I want you to say, I forgive you and I'm letting it go. Now, do not send that letter. I want you to take it and rip it up and then pray that God would help you every day to forgive that person. Pray that God will help you to let that go. And let that be a symbol of you starting to make that choice every day that you're going to just let it go. And you're not going to let that unforgiveness be in you or hold you back anymore. So if you are willing to do that, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell Pastor Jeremiah. You can if you want. But just do that in the privacy of your own home. So that is all that I have to say about forgiveness, about activating forgiveness. If you guys, if any of you want to come pray, you can. You're more than welcome to come pray. Other than that, you are free to go. And I love you. And thank you for letting me preach to you again. You guys are amazing.